bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Today I want us to take a moment just to stop and to pray. And this prayer is going to be specifically for victory. I want my brothers and sisters in Christ and myself to walk in victory and know that we are victorious. So before we go into this prayer, and my prayer is that this is a mighty prayer that touches your heart, your mind, that literally this is an encounter with God. So whatever it is, let's clear our hearts, our minds, our spirits. Let's get everything open so that we can hear God and hear that we are victorious, and not just hear it, but know it. And as we know it, we begin to walk in it, and that we become so deeply rooted in the lifestyle of victorious that the enemy cannot touch us. And that we literally take the mindset of no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because we serve a victorious God, because our Father in heaven, our perfect Father, is victorious. He sent his only begotten Son for us, who literally got up from all things with all powers so that we can live a victorious life. So let's clear our hearts and minds, and let's open our spirits to a lifestyle and a word from God, an encounter for God, from God, that will allow us to live a victorious life. God, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you begin to, number one, cleanse us and purify us. God, whatever that we have done, things that we know of and things that we do not know of, please forgive us of the sins that we have done, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for having a loving heart so where we can cast our cares upon you and allow us to give you our pain and our hurt, our traumas, and even our dreams, our victories, our visions, and things that we're nervous to pursue. But we know within you, God, everything is good. Everything will turn out all right because you are a faithful and a just and loving Father. God, we humbly come before your throne, at your feet, and we're asking that you begin to pour out your spirit of victory. Pour out your spirit of love, God. There is so much going on in this world that sometimes it allows us to be bound or make us feel like nothing will ever get better, God. But you have called your children to be victorious because we are victorious, God. We thank you for being that loving and perfect Father. We thank you for loving us past our sins and our faults, God. We thank you for loving us past our problems and the things that we said that we're going to do and we did not fulfill, God. We thank you, God, for continuing to give us grace and mercy on a continuous basis. We thank you, God, for loving us beyond ourselves, God, even when we did not love ourselves properly. We didn't know how to love ourselves. We didn't know how to speak kindly to ourselves. We didn't know how to treat ourselves right. So we could not treat our neighbors right. We couldn't love our neighbors because we didn't know how to love ourselves, God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for you loving us in spite of us, God. And even as you love us, you are training us up. You are teaching us how to love, how to be victorious, how to walk in you, how to love in you, how to speak life through you, Lord Jesus, because this walk is not about us, but it's about you, God. It is about your love going forth on this world, your forgiveness being known of throughout this world, your power being shown throughout this world. God, you are so gracious to her. We know in the midst of doing your will and your work that we are already victorious. We are blessed in the midst of it. Every dream and every desire, every want is already taken care of. Every need is already done. But you require us to have faith and allow our faith to grow. Don't allow our faith to stay in the same positions, God. Right now, God, I speak over us, including myself, that we are opening ourselves to be challenged in you, to be stretched in you. We are opening ourselves to become students of you, to become servants of you, to become your children, where we make you the true Lord and Savior over our lives, where we see you as our Father, God. God, I thank you for allowing us to be worshipers. Your word says that you seeketh after a worshiper. Let us be in the position of a worshiper. Let us be okay with having those intimate moments with you, intimate moments on the side of our bed to where we want to just hear you. We pour our hearts out to you. We don't mind to be stripped of our problems. We don't mind to be stripped of our comfortability because we know that we are gaining more of you. You are our healer. We walk in a mindset of healed because we already are victorious. Your word says, by your stripes, we are healed. By your stripes, we are healed. So what you have already done, it is our portion. What you have already spoken, it is already so, God. We don't have to beg and plead for it to be so, but we know that it is so, God. When we talk to you in prayer, we're going to talk to you as our Father. We want to gain a relationship with you, God. And I ask that you begin to allow us, your children, to understand what it means to be victorious in you. Deuteronomy 20 and 4 says, "For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory." So God, doesn't matter what we face. We know that you are already ahead of us. It doesn't matter what we go through. We are already victorious. David says, "Yea, though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever." God, it does not matter what valley we go through. We know that you are there. Does not matter how dark a situation is. We feel your rod and your staff comforting us, God. We are victorious. Let us know that we are victorious. Let us keep this in the forefront of our minds that we are victorious. No longer will we be bound. No longer will we be shackled by sin. No longer will we be shackled by shame and disappointment and the hurts of the past and what people have said about us and what people have done to us, God. We know that all of those things were working for the good of us who love God and are called according to his purpose, God. Those things were pushing us closer to you, not away from you. Those things were pushing us to our knees and not away from you. Those things were pushing us towards your word and not away from you, God. We are victorious. We lift our hands and say we are victorious. We open our mouths and say we are victorious. We walk with our chest held up because we are victorious. We will no longer walk in situations with our heads held down low, but we will walk in with our strong backs and the word of the God, word of God in our hearts, knowing that it is already so because you have said it. Your word says that you are not a man that you should lie, God. So whatever you have spoken, it is so. Doesn't matter what happens if people try to shake our faith, we will stand on you because we are victorious. God, you are a victorious God. From the moment you created this earth, you created with victory in mind. The moment you created each and every individual that is listening to me, including myself, you had victory in mind. God, you chosen us, those who are living. You've chosen us to make an impact on those you have assigned to us. We are victorious. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. God, let us be so strong in it. When the enemy tries to attack us, we tell Satan, no, because victory is mine. The enemy cannot have us. He cannot have our minds. He cannot have our families. He cannot have our finances. He cannot have our health. He cannot have us. He cannot have our communities. He cannot have our church. He cannot have our schools. He cannot have our children, our spouses. No. Victory is ours. We will no longer walk around bound. We will no longer walk around like this is what it is. I will always struggle. I will always have this pain. I will always do with this. But even if, like Paul said, even God, I prayed 3 times for this to be pushed away. This thorn in my flesh, this thorn in my side. We will not agonize and focus on what the issue is, but we will lean on what Christ said. My grace is sufficient. Change our perspective, change our language to where we begin to speak victory. We will speak in hope. We will speak in faith, even as we discuss what is true in our lives, what the doctors may say, what may be facts. But God, we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. So we will speak you. We will speak you. We will love you. We will honor you, God. We will put on the breastplate of righteousness and we will walk in you, God, because we are victorious. God, I ask that every warrior that is listening to me right now, that they begin to stand up and take their rightful place. Do not let them be afraid of the battles and the issues that is in front of them. But God, I ask that you begin to give them strategy. Begin to give them wisdom that only comes from you. Begin to give them words to speak that only comes from you. Begin to give them resources that only comes from you, so that they may conquer the things that you have called them to conquer, that they may release the angels that you have assigned to them, God. God, we ask that you, we begin to have the mindset of victorious children. Not only will we speak it, but we will look for the strategy in it. We will look for the dreams to be given to us in the middle of the night. We will look for the scriptures to come to us in the middle of the night, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for shaking us up so that we may be victorious and change the very character of us. Let these encounters with you change our character. Change the way that we think. Let it be so where people see us and they say something is different about you. Yes, it is because I have surrendered myself fully to God. Because I am victorious. Those pain and those situations that happen, it does not shape me. God shapes me. The things, even the heydays, the good days in life, when we look back and say, oh, those were the glory days. No, those did not shake me. Those were moments that God allowed me to encounter, let it be good or bad. But all of those moments were meant for his glory. It was meant to shape my character so that God can use all of those things so that we may become the children that he has required of us to be. You are important to God. Somebody needs to hear this today. You are important to God. He sees you and he knows you. He knows every hair on your head. He knows the numbers. He knows the very essence of you. You are important to God. He requires so much more of you. He just wants you to love him back the way that he loves you. He wants you to give to him the way that he gives to you. He gives you life and breath and goodness and mercy and grace and love and opportunities and abundance and healing and restoration and redeeming. He gives so much to you. And he said, I just want you to give it to me. That thing that you've been holding on to, give it to me. What you felt was your character and this was your identity and you feel like this is no longer a part of you, but it's hard for you to change. He said, give that to me. He said, there's greater for you. Let me prepare that table before you in the presence of my enemies. And God's table is full of abundance. It is lush. It is ripe. It is plush. It is overflowing of his goodness. It is overflowing of his opportunities. It's overflowing of his wisdom. It's overflowing of his love. There is so much that God wants to give, but he's just saying, give it to me. You are victorious, but give that to me. Yes, that thing right there. Give that to me. I understand that you have held on to this for so long and you don't know what to do. You think like, okay, if I give this to you, now what? He said, let me show you the now what. Let me show you that I have greater in store for you. Your latter days shall be greater. Your today will be greater. Every moment that we spend in God is greater. Every moment that we rest in him is greater. Every piece of wisdom and knowledge that he gives us is greater than what we have already had. He is a God of progression. He does not move us backwards, but he moves us forward. There is always greater in God. What you think you have experienced in life, God said, I have greater for you. Even on earth. But my God, there's so much greater in eternity. God, let us know that we are victorious. Let us know that there is more in you. There is greater in you. There is abundance in you. There is overflow of joy and peace in you, God. In you. Let your angels minister to us this prayer that I have spoken. Let us take the word of God and let us bathe in it. Let it penetrate our hearts so that we may change the very character, that the word of God will change the very character and the nature of who we are. And let us know that we are wanted. We are wanted so much that you gave Christ for us. You knocking at the door and you're waiting for us to open it. Open your heart to God. Those areas that you have not let him in, open it to him. I decree and I declare that you will not be the same. That you are changing for the better. No enemy, no devil in hell can stop you from what God has called you to do. For you can do all things through Christ Jesus, because Christ conquered it all. And if you believe and received him, that means what he has called you to conquer is already done, because Christ has already did it. So the pathway of God is ripe, it is right, and it is righteous. God, we thank you for allowing us to gather on today. Allow this prayer to go into fruitful ground. Till it right now, so those seeds and what has been spoken will take root. And God, someone will come along and water it, and you will bring the increase. Lord, we thank you, for we are victorious because of you. Because you have given us the grace to live a victorious life, even on this earth. And God, for those who say, I don't see it, I don't feel it, change the very perspective right now, God. Right now, change the perspective so that they can see you even in the midst of turmoil. And let your strategy and your wisdom come in so that they can make the decisions. And all of us can make the decisions that reflect your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Go on today, on tonight. Whatever time frame you are listening to this prayer, find scriptures of victory. Find scriptures that ignite that warrior in you. Find those scriptures. Place it somewhere where you can see it all the time. Let it be your phone savior, or you write it down and put it on the side of your bed, a wall in your room. Saints of God, believers of God, children of God, we have to be victorious. The enemy is trying to literally bind us with depression, anxiety, and all these things that are keeping us in darkness, shame, regret, the shoulda, coulda, woulda's alive. But no, we are victorious because Christ has all power and all victory in his hand. I love you all and have an amazing and amazing and amazing week. Speak to you next Friday.